Hello, everyone. Oh, I have lipstick on my teeth. Sorry about that. How's it going? It is me, Coach MJ. I should change my name. Let me see. Oh, Coach Lisa is here with you. For those of you that do not know me, I am Coach MJ. I am the head coach inside of the No BS Weight Loss membership. I've been around for a minute and so excited to be here. Just changing my name, y'all. Just changing my name. I have been sitting at this desk since about 7:30 this morning. So I decided to stand up to do this call. Very excited. That's my vision board over there. Do y'all see that? Usually you can't see it on calls, but it's right there. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to pull up Coach Lisa. This is a Q&A. For anybody who does not know, you're like, I'm here, but I don't know what I'm doing here. This is a Q&A. And today we're going to talk about summer protocols. I'm going to answer questions. You can get all of your questions answered here. So that is what we are doing here. Let me get it all set up. All right. Like I said, I am Coach MJ. For those of you who do not know me, this is a Q&A. So do we have at the very bottom of your screen, depending on what device you're looking at, there is a reactions button. If you are new here, like within the last month, give me a thumbs up or a heart or something, because I would love to see how many newbies we have on here. Good. If this is your first live call, do we have any very first time call people here? Oh, we got a few. Welcome, welcome. This is how it works. If you want to talk to your fellow No BS women in the chat, make sure that you have selected, I think it says everyone. Make sure that you've selected everyone so that everyone will be able to see your comment. Coach Lisa, is in the Q&A. So if you have any questions that you specifically want a coach to answer, or possibly me to answer, Lisa will leave some behind for me. You can populate those in the Q&A box. And Coach Kara is our community team coach, and she is in the chat, and she is typing, as well as Lisa, in all caps. So that is just so that you can recognize that a No BS team member is speaking. You can find all of those comments. They are not mad. They are not yelling. I promise. Okay. So like I said, if you're a new member, welcome, welcome. If you're new here and you're not in the Facebook group, that is fine. You do not have to be in the Facebook group. But if you are new and you're in Facebook and you've joined the private Facebook group, go over there and introduce yourself. Let us welcome you over there. And also make sure that you have completed orientation on the NoBSWomen.com website, as well as moving into the NoBS weight loss course. That's why you're here. Like, we have fun over in Facebook. It's like the recess for us. We can crowdsource and meet people over there, but your weight loss will happen on the website. On the website. That's where everything is. If you missed it on Monday, I did a new member orientation call for those of you that are new and you're like, I've been to that website. I don't know what all the heck is going on over there. Kara, if you will put the replay in the chat, that would be awesome. So they can go there. You can also find it just like every other replay on the website, under video replays. So make sure that you go over there and check it out, or check it out, on the website. So, let's see. If you have any questions and you're not either listening to the replay of this call or your question doesn't get answered, remember we have the feature on the website called Ask Coaches, where you go over there, you just type in your question and a coach will answer you. It's like magic, but you need to come back in 24 to 48 hours, look under the recent answers tab, find the title of your question, and it'll be right there. It's awesome. It's anonymous to the members too. So you don't have to call yourself out. This month, our focus, if you're new and have not gone through No BS, is the No BS Weight Loss Course. But if you've already completed the No BS Weight Loss Course, we as a membership are going through the amazing Stalls and Plateaus. So I will tell you, I also coach privately, as do all of the No BS coaches. We all have private clients. I will tell you this. It has been a must listen for all of my private clients, even if they're not in a stall and plateau. So if you're like, I don't know, MJ, I'm not stall. I'm not on a plateau. I'm losing at a good clip. It is so good. I got so much value out of it. My private clients have gotten so much value out of it. So many people in the membership have gotten so much value out of it. So I'm going to make sure that you're going through that, even if you don't identify as somebody going through a stall and plateau. This week, we are focusing on lessons 3 and 4, ditching diet thinking, and what to do when it just tastes so good. See, we even have those thoughts. We don't even have to be on a stall and plateau to have those thoughts sometimes and eat because of them. So I want you to go over there and take a listen to that. Stalls and plateaus are normal. It happens in weight loss. So go over there and figure out about your stalls and plateaus, or just get a good quick kick in the ass from Corinne. It's always so good to do that. If you do want extra support on plateaus, at stalls and plateaus, Coach Dina will be doing her very first coaching call on Saturday at 10:30 Central. And it's all about leveling up, which a lot of people have trouble with leveling up. They try to level up too quickly, too fast, do too much at once. She's going to be talking about how to make doable 1% level ups. And today we are talking about, it's a protocol party. So we're going to talk about protocol. So if you went to the No BS Summer Reset, whether that's when you joined or whether you came as a member, it's over on the self-paced courses page on the website. Video 3 is what we're talking about, protocols today. So about, you know, like we all have them. I don't know what they're going to have. I mean, but I'm going to my friend's house. I don't know what she's going to serve. Well, my neighbor just invited me over for a cookout. He's throwing some burgers on the grill and I had planned a salad and now I don't know what to do. All of those things. You can build protocols around all those things. So I do want to give out some shout outs. This week, 22 members joined the Queen's Club. So if you don't know what the Queen's Club is, it is for anyone who has lost 25 or more pounds, whether it was inside the membership or not. So if you, like, let's say you just joined in June and you've been doing some other weight loss program and you lost 30 pounds, but you were like, you know what? It's just not working for me. I'm going to head over and join No BS. You still get to join Queen's Club. So head over there, fill out the form, join Queen's Club. You can find it under the main homepage menu and then the planner plus my extra section. Quote of the week from the new member. You know, I'm going to mess up somebody's name and I want to. Heather Shalini. I feel like No BS is adulting 101. It's causing me to examine my thoughts and take ownership of my life and relationships. Rather than being reactive, I'm able to respond and be intentional more frequently. I am able to handle my stress and anxiety better, and I am more present and engaged wife, mom, and friend. You know what? That's what I found out too, Heather. That's exactly what I found out myself. And for those of you who don't know what Century Club is, those are women who have lost 100 pounds or more. Y'all, three women met their 100 pound weight loss this week. Three. Shut up. God bless America. Lisa Dupas. Oh, I hate saying people's names. I don't want to mess it up, but Lisa, congratulations. Tammy Capatoccio and Marsha Gloker. So if I ruined your last names, I apologize so much, but congratulations to y'all. Marsha said about the Century Club, being a No BS woman is the most empowering thing I've done in my life. Girl, preach. It has touched every aspect of my life, just like Heather said in hers, and made me stronger and more confident. I know I can handle anything that comes my way, regardless of what my habit brain throws at me. A deep breath and a thought switch, and I'm ready to handle my shit. You go, girl. It's awesome. Love it. Love it. All right. Let's get down to business and the question, shall we? I'm not as long-winded as Corinne, so you should have plenty of time to ask questions. If you did not attend the summer reset, it's not too late to watch the replays. It's over on the self-paced courses. There are 4 one-hour segments, and we did break them down for you, which is awesome. Today's focus is to how to go back and tweak the protocols that you've made, or to just hear about and visit protocols for the first time. If you haven't made a protocol, you're still in the right place. We're going to talk all things protocol, so do not worry about that. The goal is to have a protocol that serves your goals and is realistic for you. Okay. What is a protocol? Those are just decisions that you've made ahead of time. And I want to tell you as well, if you don't like the word protocol, don't use it. I just listened to Corinne's the protocol thing again this morning, and somebody had posted in the chat the SOP, like standard operating procedure of her life. So a lot of times what our brain does is it looks for problems. That is a normal human brain, looks for what is wrong. So when you get invited to a party or you're going to go on vacation or any of that comes up, your brain is like, we don't know what we're going to eat. You know, you've been losing weight, but you haven't been drinking. I bet you're going to gain weight because you're going to be drinking. Or you just can't even drink. Like, I don't want to not drink on vacation. Well, I guess I can't because, you know, dang weight loss. Your brain is like, it's like, I don't know where we're going to go. We're probably going to go out to dinner. We may cook, but I don't know. Somebody else is cooking. I don't know what's going on. That's your brain's job, and that is normal. So what a protocol does, it kind of settles you down. It's like, hey, I already know what I'm going to do. I already have some ideas and some plans. I know what I'm going to do. So like for me, I'm going to the beach week after next, or maybe the week after that, whatever. 4th of July week, going to the beach. So I have no clue. We're going with 3 families, big old house, no clue what's happening. I do know there will be a shrimp boil on July the 4th. That's all I know for sure. So I'm creating a protocol around that vacation. My protocol is when the food is sitting out, I only eat on a plate or a napkin. That's it. I don't walk around and graze. If I want something, I put it on a plate or a napkin and I walk away and I eat it, you know, away from all the food. That's just kind of how I do. I have a rule on my protocol that I follow: no alcohol until I've had my 64 ounces of water. That's on my protocol. And then I have, depending on the day, I will either plan for a drinking window, like I'm going to drink from this time to this time, or I'm going to have this many drinks. That's how I work that. Then I also decide if we're going to go out, am I going to eat bread out of a bread basket? If I get an appetizer, I don't get a dessert. If I get a dessert, I don't get an appetizer. I decide ahead of time before I even go in. Is it in that morning, the very best version of me decides. I always plan ahead. Is it going to be a good meal, a better meal, or a best meal? That may be all I can write on my planner because I don't know what the day is going to bring. My other thing on my protocol is I don't snack on the beach. I take protein bars. If I'm hungry, I can eat a protein bar. If we're going to stay down there all day long, or if they make a sandwich, like I'll make a sandwich and take food. But if everybody's just snacking around, I don't participate in that. If I'm really hungry, then I really do need to eat, and it will be a protein bar, or if we've like packed a lunch, I'll eat that. That's all a protocol is. It's just decisions about what you're going to do ahead of time to give your brain some certainty. It's all that happens. So when you make your protocol, you want to ask yourself some questions. after you come back. Because this protocol, remember, it changes all the time. So my protocol on the vacation, very first vacation I went on with, once I was a member of NoBS, looks very different than the protocol I have now. So you want to make a protocol for a certain situation and then go back and assess it and say, did I do what I said I would do? Why or why not? What did I notice about the guidelines that I set for myself? Like, were they realistic? Were they doable for me? Did maybe I go into it with a little bit of like restricted or have to kind of mindset? Ask yourself. Let's see. Do I like how I showed up for myself? Did I feel connected to my plan and the people around me? And what do I want to try next time? Maybe you realize that, like, you know, no snacking on the beach just didn't work for you. So maybe next time your protocol is I pack baggies of Cheez-Its ahead of time so I'm not eating out of a box. But maybe that's what you try next time. It's like trial and error. It's like trying on a pair of shoes. This shoe didn't fit. These shoes didn't fit. I'm going to go get another pair of shoes. I'll just get a different size. I'm going to try on something different. You don't walk into a shoe store and like see these shoes you love and pick up a pair of them and try them on and they don't fit and be like, well, can't ever wear these shoes. I guess it's a no for me. You're like, oh, I wonder if they got a half size bigger. And you just go find them without any judgment. That's how you want to try on a protocol. Try it on, work at it, see how it fits. If it doesn't fit right, try it differently next time. It's all you have to do. No big deal. All right. Any questions about protocols and how to make them or what they are? We'll get into some of that. Okay. There are several questions in here. Is there a protocol for when you're sick that you can share? I have COVID and don't want to comfort myself with foods. Cynthia, first of all, I hope you are feeling okay. And, you know, prayers to you. And I hope that you make a full and total recovery. So I had COVID like several months ago. And typically when I'm sick, I eat to my hunger because I did not have a ton of appetite whenever I had COVID or whenever I have even a summer cold or I'm not feeling well. I want egg drop soup. I want like whatever kind of sounds good to me. And so I really do just put on my doable hunger. I'm going to follow doable hunger. Whenever I'm sick, some people know what they love when they're sick. That can be on your protocol that you could order in and have them drop it off at your door, like me, an egg drop soup. I also know that like I want to feel better. So I don't include any like ice cream, sweets, like stuff that I know it's not going to make me feel better. My brain tells me they might make me feel better. But I also want to know, I know that I need salt, which is probably one reason I like egg drop soup so much. My taste isn't really good, so I want spicy things. Like I'll get some chili and make it spicy, 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 put jalapenos in it. That's the sort of stuff I like when I'm not feeling well. So those are my typical go-tos. But a lot of times it's just doable hunger for me when I'm sick. And I also make sure I get my water in. That's so important. And just let yourself rest. So, but really, if you know what you like, and she did have a good point here too, because a lot of people have protocols for their periods, protocols when they're sick. If you're a new mom, you could also have protocols for when you don't sleep well at night, or don't even have to be a new mom, menopausal member with night sweats. And you know that your brain is going to tell you that you need food to stay awake or to feel better or to give you energy. You can also have a protocol around that. We're talking about summers in here a good bit because this is like the next, you know, section of like all things summer. We'll be doing these summer calls all throughout the summer to help keep you on track for the summer. But anytime something comes up and you notice that it comes up and you want to eat, that's a good thing to make a protocol around. Doesn't just have to be for the summer. So Anonymous says, hey, I'm OG. So if you that means that this person has been around for a while. Took the summer reset, but haven't done the things. I am in summer mode in my mind. I've been in chaos for over a year dealing with cancer and a special needs son. I took the reset class, but haven't done any of the things. I'm being lazy now that that I can breathe, not even waking up early like I used to. Such a good question. So she has a lot going on based on her question. First of all, you need to go to Dina's class on Saturday about 1% level ups. So a lot of times what we see with people who have been around before for a while and life happens, and then you notice that you're not doing the things that you used to do. This happened with me with water one time. I used to drink a gallon of water. And then when I went from working outside the home to working in the home, I know, believe it or not, like I was just like, realized at one point I was only getting like 40 ounces of water in a day. Cause my thought was, it's always here. I'm sure I'll get it in. And I didn't make it a priority. And I wanted to go back to drinking that gallon. And I wasn't even used to getting 64 ounces. So my first goal then, I had to, and then I was beating myself up. Well, you used to drink a gallon. I don't know what's wrong with you that you can't drink a gallon. You'll never get back there again. Like all the thoughts. But I had to decide that I was going to meet myself where I was right now. I was going to get my mind right about what I needed to do, what my next easiest step was. It was not a gallon of water. It was 64 ounces of water. So I gave myself permission to just start right where I was. So that's your first step. And you identify that you want to get up early. Start setting your clock, alarm clock, 10 minutes earlier. That's a 1% level up. It's not like I used to get up at 5 and now I'm getting up at 8. So tomorrow I'm going to set my alarm for 5. That is not a 1% level up. If I had to guess, Anonymous, you have a lot of shoulds, a lot of compare about how you used to be, what you used to be doing. And that is what, it's that judgment that's keeping you in this loop of not doing anything. So I want you to ask yourself, what is my easiest win that I can collect today? Pick one thing to work on and then celebrate the shit out of it. Just celebrate the shit out of it because you're doing something for yourself. That's it. Drop the shame and the judgment about what you think you should do, what you used to do. Well, do you know how much further along I would be right now if I had just stuck with it? I had such good habits and now I'm so far behind. Any of that sound familiar to anybody? Because y'all know we all share a brain. All of our thoughts are very similar. All of them. That is all that has happened. That is all that has happened. Anonymous, any suggestions on dealing with a husband who's amazing, but wants to treat every day like a party? We don't have children, so he wants to drink and party during the week as well. I really want to lose weight, and so I'm going to bed early to avoid dealing with this after dinner. Okay. First of all, that's awesome. You're getting your sleep in. And just because somebody's drinking doesn't mean you need to drink. You can hang out with him. You can have conversations with him. You can get in the pool with him. You can watch movies with him. You can do all the things he's doing and drink water. Or get a mocktail. You've always probably put that together. We connect through drinking. We connect through this. We connect through that. You connect through conversations. You connect through spending time. You just need to divorce those two things. You can still spend amazing time with your husband and not have a drink with him every evening. And if he's so amazing, tell him, say, look, you keep on, buddy, have at it. But tonight, you know what? I still want to hang out with you, but I'm going to just drink some water, or I'm just going to drink some seltzer, or I'm just going to, whatever it is. But I still want to spend time with you. That doesn't mean you can't be with him. Now, you may have some urges. We have all kinds of information on the website about handling urges and planning for urges. We have a worksheet to help you plan for an urge. Maybe the reason that you're going to bed is because you're worried that you're going to want to drink with him. And we have so many tools on the website to help you with that. Corinne has often talked about how she used to always drink when she and Chris would go out because that's how they always connected. But now she's decided the connection is the conversation. The connection is just the being together. And he gets to drink if he wants to, and you get to drink water if you want to. And you also get to drink if you want to. So somebody else, Jacqueline, said, how is a protocol different than a plan? So a lot of times what I tell my clients is the easiest way to explain it. Your plan is what you make every day. Like it's just your plan. You wake up in the morning or before you go to bed at night, you decide what you're going to have the next day, what you want to eat the next day, what you want to include on your plan the next day. And you know, you just write it every day. A protocol is almost like for a special event or something that you know comes up all the time. Like for example, a period. Some people have protocols around work trips that they have. Some people have protocols around camping. You know, we have a lot of campers in this membership that have like RVs and they go camping, all that kind of stuff. So they have like a campground protocol so that they don't have to think really about making their plan while they're on you can still write it down. But it's like, here are kind of the box that I'm going to let myself live in while I'm camping. Like, I'm not going to go to camper and just grab off of their plate, their table that they have sitting outside. I get in my brain, that's what campers do. They just walk around everybody's campground. It's like a big kumbaya, the campsite, and they just like eat from every, I've never been camping, but that's in my brain. That's what happens. So you can decide ahead of time what you're going to do at the campground. Decide ahead of time what you're going to do, like for a week-long trip at the beach so that you can meet your goals and reach your goals. Just like we talked about when you're sick, just like kind of the parameters that you're going to set for yourself so that you can still have those things happen in your life and reach your goals. That's the difference between a plan and a protocol. And you can even have like life protocols, y'all. Like Corinne, not like some super special protocol. Corinne does not eat out of a bread basket at a restaurant. Period. Ever. End of discussion. Ever. It's her like protocol for life. I don't graze around a island in the middle of a kitchen. I get a plate or a napkin. Always. If I ever find myself in that situation, it is just this parameter that I have set for myself. That is my protocol around island eating. Only on a plate or on a napkin. Same thing. Like I'm talking about on vacation, it's really my protocol for life. If I get an appetizer, I do not get dessert. If I get dessert, I do not get an appetizer. It's one or the other always. Unless the appetizer is my dessert. I mean, my meal. Then I would get an appetizer as my meal and a dessert, but you get what I'm saying. My protocol for life is I do not drink alcohol unless 64 ounces of water has been in my body. That's just like the protocol for my life. That's just the shit that I do. I get up at 5:00 every morning, except on the weekends. And either I work out or I journal. I do something for myself in the morning. That's just like how I do life. I don't always want to, but it's the promise. It's the protocol. It's the parameter that I have set up for myself. All right. Anonymous says, sometimes on vacation, I don't sleep well being in a strange place or in a bed that's not as comfy as my bed at home. If I spend 7 to 8 hours in a bed, but I spend a lot of time awake, can I count that as getting my sleep because I'm resting even if I'm not asleep? You can do whatever you want to. Corinne often talks about time in the bed. So the rule about if you're going to count your time in the bed, no devices, no television, no phone, no reading. She said, just lay there bored as fuck. So says Corinne. If you are doing that, I would count my time in the bed. But some people may be like, you know what? I'm just not. I'm not comfortable counting that as my time. If I know I've only slept 2 hours, even though I laid there bored as fuck the rest of the time, I just don't want to count that. There is no right or wrong way to do it. But typically, we do count time in the bed as long as you're not on a device or watching TV or scrolling on your phone or reading a book. So, Diane says, I am new. Welcome, Diane. And watch the summer reset this past weekend. I made a plan to lose 3 pounds by 7-1 and 3 pounds by 7-16. And then while I'm on vacation, only planned for 2 pounds until 8-1. So I reached 3 pounds by today. Do I still continue with the same plan and use my plan, or do I adjust that I have reached my first goal? That is up to you. So I will tell you how I like to do it. I like to blow shit out of the water. So if you know you're way ahead of schedule, at this point, my thought was always, let's see how far past I can get it. Let's just see. It'd be so awesome. And then you could say at the end, like, I lost 3 pounds more than the goal I set. That always made me feel amazing. Like, that always, like, I love how that makes me feel. When you make decisions like that and you think about what it would feel like, what you would think if that happened, that you kind of check in with your gut, with your feeling, and see how it makes you feel. Cause I'm just going to tell you, that's what I used to always do. Like, I'm going to lose 3 pounds, you know, this month. And then I would reach 3 pounds by the middle of the month. Be like, how far can I go? Could I make it 6? Can I get 5? How far can I go? It just motivated me to see how far past it I could go. Some people do go back in and tweak their goals. I would just let it ride. If it were me, there again, there's no right or wrong way to do it. You just want to check in with your thoughts and your feelings. Module 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course. That's where you want to check in. So, and just see, when you make that decision, what do you think? And what kind of feeling does that thought create? But I love blowing past mine. All right. We do have another question, but it was from Facebook. I thought it was really good. Christina Blount, which I actually answered her in Facebook. I thought it was such a great question. She had gone to the summer reset. She's doing well and was down 3.6 pounds in June. And then she went on a work trip for the week. She did make a travel day protocol for the fly days and a seminar protocol for the week. What I didn't anticipate and plan for was that we would be doing long, indulgent evening meals every night. They started with 5 p.m. cocktails and morphed into a full course meal of delicacies and wine until 10 p.m. I tried my best to drink water, stop after a couple drinks, and try little bites and stop when satisfied, just so the meal dragged on, sitting for hours, and I ended up feeling overfull and uncomfortable and a little sick to my stomach. She came back home and she was up 3.8 pounds and saying things like, okay, now we know what my body responds to. How do I want to show up today? And what would I do different next time? Which is one of the questions that we talked about earlier. She wanted to know how to answer those questions and then redirect it for the rest of the month. So I love what she did. Do y'all see what she did? She put on her lab coat, her scientist hat, her scientist lab coat. And she was like, okay, what do I want to do differently next time? The advice I gave her is, depending on how closely she traveled, weighed from her travel, that could have something to do with her weight. So for me, I'm going to Nashville on Thursday and I'll be coming home on Sunday. So that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I personally am a daily weigher. It's what works for me. We do weigh once a week inside of the No BS membership. You can post it on Facebook. I like to check in every day. My protocol for weigh-ins, though, I got this from Miss Kathy Hartman. I don't weigh for the number of days I was gone. So I'll come home on Sunday. I will not weigh Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. I'll wait and weigh on Friday because I know that when I travel, I blow up like a bullfrog. It just happens. I know my weight will be up. I know that I'm going to be eating out a lot. Well, always be at the hotel. Every meal will be out. That's extra salt. And so I always bring my loose britches to wear on the plane home and some comfy shoes because my feet are even swollen. And could I weigh the next day? 100%. I know exactly it's going to be up. I just don't want to manage my mind around it. I'm going to be getting back into work and doing some other stuff. I could sit and journal about my weight gain and all that other kind of stuff, but I don't want to. So I just decided that I'm going to wait to weigh. For me, that's really important. The other thing she had in here, like we can go back and look at her data and see her clues. So like she started like with the cocktail hour at 5. Maybe she could tweak it for next time. Like if we're really looking at her plan, like I don't have a drink until we sit down for dinner. I just drink club soda during the cocktail hour, or I drink during the cocktail hour and then I drink just water the rest of the evening. Maybe she could make a protocol of doing either or. She could drink at one or the other. Then she could also do some of the things that I do. Even if the bread is amazing, I just don't eat out of bread baskets. If I get an appetizer, I don't have dessert. So she could revisit all of those things for herself to plan a different protocol for next time. Because what she found was maybe this is not the protocol for me. Maybe it was not quite as specific as I needed it to be. And so like she's got some great information here. So all she's done is look at her information, and now she's going to go back and ask herself, what do I want to do differently next time? That's it. There's no judgment in here. She's not beating herself up because she gained weight. She put on her lab coat. She was like, well, that protocol may not have been for me. What can I do differently next time? I love that. That's a really good example of how no BS women handle trips and weight gain on a trip. So Anonymous asks, is 3 pounds realistic for a goal for the month? I know there's no right or wrong way, but I do have an attainable goal. I really want to lose weight. Yes, it can be. So we say, just like everywhere else, a half pound to, 2 pounds a week, depending on what you're doing and how much weight you have to lose. 3 pounds is totally doable. And what I have my, when a private client comes into coaching, a lot of times they'll set a weight loss goal. And if I notice over a month or two, they're not losing that much, we have two choices. We either look at their plan and really dial into doable hunger, look at what they're planning, see if there's anything that they feel like they could doably level up. And if not, it may not be doable for them to lose 3 pounds a month. Again, no, it's always the lab coat. No shame, no judgment. If you notice for a couple months, I've been losing 2 pounds a month and my goal is for 3 and I've only been losing 2. Is there anything I can level up on my plan that I'm ready to level up? Would I bet $50,000 that I have got doable hunger dialed in? If you're not ready to bet $50,000, then you go to work on that. And then you also can decide that maybe 3 pounds a month is not doable for you right now. And it may be. And 5 pounds may be doable. I have no idea, but it's like you just shoot for that goal, see what's doable for you. And then that's how it works. You just decide, get some good data. That's what we always talk about, data. Data is your friend, yo. It's your friend. Because then that's how you figure out what you can level up. If you have no data, you don't know where you're going to go. What's the next best thing to level up? Anonymous, I have gained a lot of weight and need new clothes. I don't want to give in to this new size, but nothing fits. What do I buy? New clothes? It's either buy new clothes or be naked or totally uncomfortable. And you ain't got time for either of those things. So you've gained weight and you need new clothes. You're not giving in. That's your painful thought right there. I don't want to give in to this size. So the way you're describing it is, once I buy clothes, I am locked in. I'm locked in. You're not locked in. They're interim clothes. While you get down to the next size, interim clothes. You're not locking yourself in. I did go see Maverick this weekend. You know how they lock in like with their, you know, they're like when they're getting the planes and stuff, you're not locked in. That's what sucks. That's what sucks. I am worthy. I deserve to be comfortable while I lose my weight. There's your thought. There's your thought. I deserve to be comfortable while I lose my weight. That's all it is. And you don't have to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe. Get some basics. A pair of shorts, a pair of pants, and 3 or 4 tops. That's it. You don't have to buy, you know, go to like Nordstrom. You know, you can, they got some cute things over at the Walmart, y'all. Cute. Oh, God bless. So cute. That's where you go. Don't spend a ton of money because remember, this is an interim size while you get down to the next size. Jess, I am struggling a bit with supper and kids' activities. We either eat at 4 when I'm not hungry or 9 when I'm starving. Any suggestions so I don't go face down in food? There are options, Jess. You've got options. So here are your options. You can, just like our nurses, teachers, all of those kind and shift workers who have a set time to eat. So let's say that your time to eat is at 4. And you can't get out of you are 4 o'clock. It's either 4 o'clock or 9 o'clock. And you can't eat in the middle. What you do is you just eat to enough. You can even decide, I'm going to eat less lunch, so I'm hungry at 4 o'clock. Maybe you're a person who's having a snack in the middle of the day and you're hungry like at 3, but know you're going to eat at 4. Be like, you know what? Today I'm not having that snack. I ain't going to have that snack today because, you know, I'm going to eat at 4 o'clock. You can decide to do that. You can also, it does not sound like you're locked in though. You could pack a sandwich on the nights that your kids have activities and eat that at their activity when you're actually physically hungry. I used to work in physical therapy for 20 years over at the nursing home with my old people that I love so much. And we would have lunch at 12-ish when the nursing home would, you know, they eat lunch between 11:30 and 12:15. So that's when we had to have lunch because when the old people ate. And so I wouldn't get done until 5 or 6. I was starving. So I kept in my car because I would come in, be starving and just like eat fast. Oh, that's my daughter. Sorry. She starts her big girl job tomorrow. She's graduated college. Probably telling me how nervous she is. So I would get in my car and I would come, whenever I come in the house, I would like literally, I wouldn't even breathe. I was just eating and I was overeating. So in my car, I kept 100 calorie, those little individually wrapped nuts. And I would eat that on the way home. It wouldn't get me to, I've had enough. But it would get me to where I'm not like starving Marvin. It would get me to a point where I could talk to myself and not eat so quickly. So those are your options. You can either tweak your lunch, not have a snack, eat at 4, be fine. Or you can take something with you in the car and eat it there. Or you can eat a little something when you really get hungry and then eat at 9 when you come home. And y'all, I'm just going to tell you, just like I'm talking about going to the beach and having a protein bar, I'd bet if I had to bet, I got 3 kids. This does not happen every 7 nights a week. My thought was always, so what? You know what? I need a protein bar one day a week. It's fine. I'm good. I ain't going to die. It doesn't have to be. That was one thing I think, like with no BS, I used to think that dinner had to be like this amazing, my kids still talk about, like we miss the dinners we used to have because it was like, y'all, country fried steak and gravy and mashed potatoes and all the other kind of stuff. I still eat that stuff, but I don't want to, I ain't going to cook in it. I don't want to. Plus my kids are about all gone. So they still talk about how I used to cook. And it was very hard for me to get away from. It has to be a production. Dinner needs to be a production. I was fine. I could eat like a yogurt and granola for lunch if I needed to, not a problem. But for whatever reason, dinner was different for me. And so it's like, what do I think dinner is? It's opening yourself up to what else could be possible for dinner. Because remember, your brain, I talked about this at the beginning of the call, your brain loves to find problems. Here's where all the things are going wrong. The dang kids got activities. I either have to eat at 4 or I have to eat at 9. No other option comes up. My favorite question, how can I make this work for me? How can I make this work for me? What else could I do? If I didn't think I had to eat a big meal at 5 o'clock, what else could be possible? And just open yourself up to another option that may work for you. It's just like a protocol. So let's say that you decide, you know what, MJ might be right. I think I'm gonna try a protein bar one time whenever I go. And then you think, that sucked. I didn't like that at all. That was ridiculous. I don't like that. I need like a sandwich. Maybe I'm going to pick up a sub when I'm out with them, or a wrap or something. And you can try that different next time. It's like try on things, see what works, what doesn't work. Somebody said in a chat, they like my top. I'm going to tell y'all about this top right fast. So it's a dress. It's not even a top. It's a dress. And I think, because we're talking about summer, I think it is red, white, but what's actually pink. It's muted colors. And so I'll show it to you. It's like, it's white at the bottom. And I was like, oh my God, it's my 4th of July dress. I'm going to wear it. It's going to be awesome. And I tried it on for my kids. And you know what they said? They said, you look like you're going to a gender reveal. When any of us gets pregnant, it's the dress you're going to wear to our gender reveal. Yeah, no, I'm not going to a gender reveal. It was a summer call. This feels summery to me, which is why I have it on. Yeah, I got to save the dress, Rhonda. It does. It looks like ice cream. Y'all sure do know how to make a girl feel good. You and my kids. I know. I love it. It's comfortable. It's easy breezy. It's going to be 100 degrees here in South Carolina today. So it's good. Curious your suggestions on working on changing the story around my low self-worth or claiming the identity of not loving myself. So we do on the website have a self-love course. And I think there are even self-love prompts in the back of your 24-hour planner. There are. You can work through those. I would just every day, I would write those things that you like about yourself every day. It may be uncomfortable. I like, you know, the shape of my lips. I like my laugh. I like how I always text people back. It doesn't have to be, I love my amazing, sexy body. It can be like things that you love about you. And if you don't know them, ask somebody. Ask your best friend, ask your partner, ask a coworker that you're close with and say, "What, you know what? What do you like about me? Like, why are we friends?" Yeah, somebody said, "I like that I made my plan for the day." You know what? And even to tag on to that, Susan, which shows I'm prioritizing my goals. You start out little. You start out little. You don't have to start with, I'm a badass, sexy beast. It starts out with the little things first. Things that you could maybe believe. Things that you could maybe believe. That's where it starts. Pick the small. It's like those level up, like things that you do to lose weight. It's those little level up thoughts. So that's where you start. And go take that self-love course on the website. How do I overcome patterns of self-sabotage after having a couple of successful days? Girl, have I got the page for you on the website? The SOS page. There are 5 kick-ass videos of Corinne's talking about I do well for a few days and then say, fuck it. It's right there. She can preach the fire to you. It's what she can do. But I do have a suggestion for you. So you do well for a few days. I want your job is to notice your thoughts. You've done well for a few days. Notice your thoughts. What thoughts are coming in on that day that you typically self-sabotage? That's the first thing. Notice. You know, we're doing the four N's a lot now. The first thing is just to notice your thoughts. Well, I've been so good for a few days. You know what? My scale's going down. I bet I'm going to meet my goal. I can just, you know, this one day, I can go ahead. I deserve it. Been doing so good. A little bit won't hurt. The other thing that could be happening is the first few days, it's a lot of like, have to, better not eat that. I'm not going to lose weight. And then you've beaten yourself up so much that on like day four, you're like, I can't take this anymore. I can't take this anymore. Forget it. I'm done. But my first thing would be look at your thoughts. There are probably some sneaky ones, and then go over to that SOS page. I do well for a few days and then say, fuck it. But you're already on the right track. You already notice it. Now you just need to notice what you're telling yourself on those days. And that's the key. Because remember, think, feel, do. Think creates a feeling, maybe urgency, maybe fuck it-ness. Is that a word? Fuck it-ness. I can feel that in my body if I say that. And then you do something like eat. All right. So I have a protocol for not grazing around the island, but I keep finding myself there. I have sticky notes up and I'm starting to notice when I'm standing, but any other suggestions? You know what? I don't have any other suggestions, but what I'm going to tell you is this is a bad ass, Sue. Bad ass. Notice. You put sticky notes around and you know, that's my other famous saying. Does your environment look like somebody who is trying to lose weight? Your answer, Sue, is yes. You have put it in your face. Way to get your planner and your goals out of your planner and into your life. First of all, good for you. Second of all, being there is not the problem. So you can, I notice I'm grazing around the thing. So then I put up sticky notes around the island to remind me. And then I'm still standing there. So you recognize you stand there. So then you get to make a decision. Now we got to take it, kick it up a notch, as Emeril Lagasse used to say. Got to kick it up a notch. So you find yourself standing there and you're like, huh, I can stand here, but I'm just not going to eat this time. That's your next thought. Or if you just want to step away, it's like, I notice I'm standing here. That is not on my, I don't want to stand here. I notice I eat whenever I stand around the kitchen counter or the island. So I'm just going to walk away. You have to get into the next step of action to just walk away. But you're on the right track. So continue on. That's exactly how you do it. Anonymous, I'm enjoying big ass salads for lunch most days, but honestly, they take so long to eat. I never thought I'd complain about the time it takes to eat, but clearly this is one of the thoughts behind me making not so great choices in the past. I need ideas to keep me on that healthy eating track and not fall into old habits of Slim Jims and pretzels because I can eat as I work. I eat salads when I work. You're not supposed to. Don't tell anybody. Sometimes I do. Your brain is so smart, right? It's trying to talk you in, going back to a habit with foods that aren't salads. You know what would taste so good right now? Pretzels and Slim Jims. And you know what? You could even sit here and work while you do that. It'd be so awesome. I want you, Anonymous, I want you to get a timer. I bet you it's not taking as long as you think it is. I bet you. So let's say it even takes you 10 minutes to eat, 15 minutes. We'll say it takes you 15 minutes to eat a salad, even 20. How long does it take people to eat a salad? So we'll say 20 minutes. When you start to think it's taking so long to eat, just remind yourself, you know what? It's really only 20 minutes and I can sit here for 20 minutes. If it's going to just take 20 minutes to reach all of my goals, I'm willing to sacrifice it. Or you can think, my brain keeps telling me this takes so long, but it's actually not true. All I'm having is an urge. That's all it is. It's an urge to work. And I'm becoming a person who can sit and eat mindfully. All your brain's just sending that up as an urge thought to get you back to your desk to work. That's all that's happened. But time yourself. I bet it does not take you as long as your brain is trying to tell you it does. Mary, you know my name's Mary. Hey, Mary. I started a couple of weeks ago. Welcome. This week, I have been exhausted, even though I have had more sleep and eaten more best foods. Last night, I binged on ice cream and went to bed late. And today, I feel energized. Why? I feel like I should feel worse, tired. Got any ideas? I have no idea. This just happened one time. It is just a day where you feel energized. That's it. It could be hormonal. It could be, I don't know what it could be. A lot of times too, Mary, if you have been used to eating like sugary kind of foods for a long time and you start to take those away from your diet, you will experience a little dip at first. That is so normal. Just as your body is getting used to the other kind of sugars that it's pulling from other things. So this is normal. It's okay. But what I want you to see what your brain will tell you tonight. Like, this is so good. So today you have this story that it was the ice cream. Dang, it must have been ice cream. Made me feel so good. I was so energized today. It was so good. And you know what? I had ice cream. So now you're like connecting those ice cream and energy. So you want to watch for that. You want to remind yourself. I do not know why I feel energized today. It could be a whole host of things. Could just be my body getting used to eating this different way. It could just be that I'm, you know, having a good day. Maybe I've been asleep but not resting as well. Whatever. I really don't know. I don't have enough data. Probably not the ice cream though. Corinne talked about this with wine. Like, let's say if she overdrank, let's say she had 4 glasses of wine and she wakes up and she has a story that wine makes her feel bad in the morning. But for whatever reason, she wakes up and she feels good. It's probably not the wine. It doesn't mean she's going to keep drinking wine, 4 glasses of wine every night to see if that's what it was. It's probably not the ice cream. Ice cream ain't going to get you where you need to go. It could be a whole host. Get some more information. Keep going back like you were eating. See what happens. Put that lab coat on and figure it out. All right. Before we get off of her. In the summer reset, we had a summer reset roadmap. Looks just like this. All right. There are some items on there. Put a protocol into action. That is item number one. You are here. Now you have all the tools. Just put the protocol into action. Check when you get that done. Take a self-paced course and share your success. So if you're not in Facebook, you can share it on Ask Coaches. If you're in Facebook, you can share it in there. Go over to the self-paced courses on the website and just look. We talked about self-love for some. There's a mindful drinking course that you can take. There's a relationships course for drinking with your husband at night, creating that better relationship. All kinds of stuff over there. So you pick one, pick your poison. As long as you've gone through the No BS Weight Loss course. If you have not gone through the No BS Weight Loss course, go through that and still give yourself, because it's still a self-paced course. There's that. attend or watch a replay of a summer special theme call. Y'all can go ahead and check that shit off, yo. Here y'all are. Check it off. You already got one. Assess and progress. Assess your progress and pivot like a boss. That's good. And share your joy either on Facebook or ask coaches. Now, why are you doing all this? Why am I doing all this, MJ? I'm going to tell you. So for a lot of you, I was on that summer class. I was on the summer reset class and everybody was like, are we going to continue all this through the summer? How do we continue to have a successful summer? This. So next week is your summer drinking next week. Now, I will be here again, but Corinne has already recorded a class for y'all, and she is sharing her drinking protocol, and I think there may even be a worksheet. Don't swear me to it, though, but I think there might be. All right, so for anybody working with drinking, this is good. Or Oreos, right? Like, if you notice that you overeat Oreos, like you plan for three, like some of us plan for three drinks and have four, and you plan for three Oreos and have seven, like applies. It all applies. So come on over. Once you finish this, you'll complete all of these. And then there's also a second page that explains everything. In August, y'all, we will be doing a special call about ending our summer. And there's prizes. I don't know what they are. There's prizes, y'all. You know, we love to give away shit here at the No BS in August. So at the end of the summer, we will have an August call and it will be prizes. And I was on a call the other day. We were discussing prizes and they're good prizes. Just saying. Which day is the drinking call? That's going to be the Q&A next week, next Wednesday. Same bat time, same bat channel. Where is the protocol roadmap located? On the Summer Reset page under self-paced workshops. And Kara just posted in the chat as well. Should we submit a weekly weigh-in to coaches? No, you do not need to. There is a weigh-in thread, though, in Facebook that we post every Friday. And if you're in Facebook, so you can go there and post your weight. Let us know what your thoughts are. If you're having some scale drama, we will coach you through that in Facebook, or you can come over to Ask Coaches on the website. If you're having thoughts about your weight and what it was, come on over to Ask Coaches. We can help you there as well. Oh, I'm a pocket full of sunshine, girl. Thanks so much. Thank you. All right. Y'all have an amazing, it is Wednesday. Oh, shoot, y'all. It's $5 sushi over at Publix. I thought it was Tuesday, but it's not. It's Wednesday. It's $5. If anybody got a Publix, it's $5 sushi. Just so we're clear. I love $5 sushi. I'm a creature of habit. $5 sushi on Wednesday and Jimmy John's sandwich on Friday night. That's really, you know, that's what I live for. Wednesdays and Fridays. $5 sushi. All right. Y'all have an amazing rest of your week. I'm so glad to spend time with you. Don't forget, once you write your protocol, you can already mark two of these things off of your thing right here and be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are six. So you'll have two of six, which is 1/3 of the way towards being qualified for the prizes in August. So, all right. Y'all have a great rest of your day. I will see y'all later. Bye, y'all.